Blog Talk Radio.
And I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord on his Judas marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My friends, I'm here to tell you that my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said, no man know the end time, even the angels that bow down before my Father. They do not know the end time. But when you see walls and rumors of wars, earthquake, out of places. My Lord, there are earthquakes, multiple earthquakes in out places. And earthquake also is in your places. It's walls, room of walls. Oh, the police wants the troops with the criminals. The police has given up in one of the biggest states in the nation. They want a truce with the criminals. I will love it. These are the days in which we now live. These are the times the prophet spoke about. I say, except he shorten the days, there will be no flesh saved. The police said the blood is running down like rivers in the street, our beloved. Every day another child is shot and killed. Every day the criminal attacking the citizen, not only the citizen, but the police. But I'm here to tell you, beloved, this country has lost its favor with God. He said, so it was in the days of Solomon and Gomorrah, beloved. We are seeing the days of Solomon and Gomorrah. Right now, where man is marrying men and woman is marrying woman. Right now, beloved, the homosexual are challenging the law of the land to be two men to be wife and husband, two women to be wife and husband. My beloved, the earthquakes are rattling the earth. The earthquake is swallowing up cities, towns, villages. But still, the refugees are fleeing from their home for safety, and there is no safety. My friend, today, I want you to know, unless your souls are anchored in Jesus, there's a storm, a firestorm. There's a firestorm, yes, out on the ocean, and it's coming your way. And if your soul are not anchored in Jesus, it will surely take you away. my friend. This is a call of God, a universal call to repentance. The whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The dumb, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the lame, hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. The blind receive his sight. The deaf hear, the dumb speak. The sick heal, the lame walk, the hungry bread, the thirsty water, weary rest for the weary, happiness for the sad, clothed for the naked, a heart of flesh for the bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. My friend, I want you to know that I'm not ashamed. I am one of his disciples. I have bear the scar of his disciple. I have the Holy Spirit down in my soul. I am a disciple of Jesus. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. For mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the thinking, the worldly thinking. I do not need prosperity, position, promotion, popularity to be heard. I now have. I don't need to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or to be praised. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, lift my prayer, and live by the power of the Almighty. For the eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. So it was in the days of Jonah in the belly of the whales. So shall it be. My God, send Jonah. Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach repentance. Our beloved. Today I'm preaching repentance. As Jonah knew how merciful God was. When he said, if I go and preach, the people will repent and they will turn to God. But Jonah went and caught a ship bound for Tarshish. Paid his way, went in the belly, in the depth, bottom of the ship to sleep. Beloved, now you know the story. My face is set, my gant is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companion is few. My guide is reliable. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised at all. Lure away, turn back, deluded utterly. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Here's the day in the presence of adversaries, negotiated at the table of my enemies, pondered at the pool of popularity, amended in the maze of mediocre. I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't shut up until I stood up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am his disciple. I'm not ashamed. I must preach until he come for me. And when he come for me, he shall know me by the print of the name, by his blood applied to my heart. And I shall know him by his blood applied, by the nail in his hand. He said, Thomas, trust your hand, trust your finger in the palm of my hand. It is I. He said, trust your hand in my side, where they press me in my side. I love it. Where they nail me to the cross. I'm he. This was dead. I'm now alive. I will love it today. If you hear this teaching, give me a call, 305-836-9545. Are we going to read for you today? From the 13th. Out of the book of the Acts of the Apostle, from the 23 to the 44, saying, for there stood an angel by me this night, the angel of God, who I am, whose I am, and when I serve, whom I serve. Saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, and we were driven up and down in Adrian, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded it again, found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast forth anchor out of the stern and watched for the day. They wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, upon caller, as though they were have cast anchor out of the foreship, but said to the centurion and to the soldier, except these abide in the ship, he cannot be saved. Then the soldier cut off the rope of the ship and let her fall off. And when the day were coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day, and ye have tarried and continue fasting, having taken anything. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not one hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave them to God in presence of them all. He gave thanks to God. Amen. In the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And was in all the ship 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship, cast out the reed into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into the which they were minded, if it were possible to trust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchor, they committed themselves unto the sea and loosed the rudder band. And hoist up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. Falling into a place where two sea met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part were broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoner, lest any of them shall swim out and escape. But the centurion, willingly to save Paul, keep them from their purpose, and command that they, which could swim, should cast themselves forth into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on board, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped, all safe to land. My friend, here it is, Brother Paul, on his way to Caesar to give an account to the high priest the occasion of his ministry. His bound with Caesar, shipwrecked on the Aegean Sea with all men, centurions, but give order to abandon the ship and swim to the shore. My friend, but God has so visited Brother Paul in the night and let him know all will be well. What comforting news you can receive on a stormy night on the mighty deep that God is taking care of you. I will ever today, are you on a stormy sea? Are you rolling from side to side? Are you shipwrecked on the mighty deep? Are you struggling for the land? Ah, my friend, it's high time that you anchor in Jesus. Ah, if you anchor in Jesus, he will land you safe. My friend, today, one day, yes, poor soul, was drifting on a stormy sea. And I heard the voice of Jesus said, come unto me and rest. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I beloved today. If your yoke, he will lighten your burden. He set you free. Amen. And beloved, on this journey, this is a similar a journey. We are journeying from one land to the other. We are travelers, traveling to a city not made by hand, but eternal in God's heaven. Today, beloved, you too can get on this city, get on this train. Now we are traveling. Amen. To a city whose foundation and builder is God. We are traveling. We are travelers. Hallelujah. We are travelers on this city. To the pain, to the ache, the ups and downs. And as we travel on this journey, my heart, Father, we travel on this journey. Yes, so it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Glory day, if you are not. If you are not a traveler, we are traveling. There goes Brother Paul, shipwreck on a mighty deep, traveling to his city. Although you are traveling, stand before us. To stand before the judge, the physical judge. But we today are traveling on this road to see that mighty judge to give an account for all the deeds that were done. My friend, is yet time for you. You know, my friend, there's a train that's bound for glory. It's called the heaven-bound train. And if your soul will not anchor in Jesus, you still have time. If you find yourself a shipwreck on the mighty deep, if you find yourself cast away on an island, not knowing, amen, he will speak to you that it's time to come home. Our beloved today, there's two trains of traveling. One is bound for glory. The other one is bound for hell. But the train that's bound for glory, where the heaven-bound train, where the streets of gold, where the gates of pearl, and the streets of gold, and the silver water running down the throne of God, the luscious garden in the background where the tree of life are standing, waiting, my Lord. With his hand stretched, waiting to welcome you. And by the gates of pearl and the streets of gold and the tree of life in the background. I'm beloved, you too. Can get on our train. The body said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call today. You can call right now. You stand waiting with outstretched hand, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And our beloved, if you hear this teaching, call 305-836-9545. Or you can write me, Dr. Cox, 9350, Northwest, 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147. Only if you're in the city, you can come to a tabernacle where the right bishop or the highest wisdom pastor. And you can hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and on the heaven-bound train. Too beloved, you too can sing the song. Sing the song that the angel can sing. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Our beloved, you too can sing the song, I have a new garment. You too can drop this robe of flesh and obtain the heavenly garment. Our beloved, and there is another train. Another train that's bound for hell. And the devil himself is the engineer. He said, oh, ha, ha, ha. Our land you save. Why you're duty bound? You have murdered. You have cheated. You have stolen. You have stolen, and you have mistreated the fatherless, the widow. You have plundered, you have robbed our beloved. You have done all the abominable sin. It's the outland you save. You will well pay your fare. You will pay your fare. Now outland you save in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Our beloved, I'm telling you, you still have a time to call upon the name of the Lord. Because after you have passed from this consciousness to a different consciousness, there is no time to call. Time, praying time, will be over. Praying time will be over. the preaching of the gospel will be over. My friend, don't you